Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
Now we'll have to get Trent Brown from James H. Brown on the show in the next couple of weeks. Double E legend. Big thanks to James H. Brown for their continued support of this program. Vegas leading Dallas 4-0, 6:48 left in the second period. Vegas trying to close out that series. The Heat lead the Celtics 52-41 in halftime of Game 7. Halfway through the first period at the Memorial Cup, Quebec leading Seattle 1-0. Elks back at practice today. They play their first game of the regular season at home on June 11th against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. We're going to have a former Roughrider coming up here in a few minutes. 780-496-0063 is the CertainTeed hotline. CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way. You can also email insidesports@630ched.com. Kellen, give me more audience feedback. Which Edmonton sports figure would make the best politician?
Reed, you're currently sitting with the one vote, by the way. we got Peter texting in that says, Gene Principe would make a good politician. He is someone that everybody likes, which is odd for a politician these days. Plus, he has good hair from the Peter.
Well, the Peter probably knows that Gene's wife is a city councillor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen Principe.
Karen Principe.
Yep.
So I don't know if they would both want to be in politics, but yeah, interesting political connection there for sure.
There we go. We got a good one from Blair up in North Battleford listening to us tonight. How's the weather up in North Battleford?
North Battleford. North Battleford, not up. North Battleford would be south of Edmonton.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that, absolutely. It's a way to...
not by a lot, but no. It would be.
Yeah, the longitude and latitude. Yes, you got it. he says, hey, how about Punter? He gets kicked around and always gets up. That's from Blair up.
He gets knocked down, but he gets up again. We should write a song with those lyrics.
Oh, yeah, that would be a hit, especially in 1997. So there we go.
What is that song? Is that Tub Thumping?
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Well...
yes, we'll play it later. Yeah, we still got a couple of breaks. We can do it. Marfus texts in and says, I think Ryan Smith would make a great politician. He works hard and does not shoot off his mouth to make anyone look bad or to stick a feather in his own hat. Go, Ryan. That's from Marfus.
He would be one of the most popular Oilers of all time. Yeah, he would probably get a lot of those votes just because of his hockey career. Sure.
Yes, for sure. Cowtown Bob texts in.
Uh-oh, Countdown Bob and his incredible dancing cows.
Exactly. He says, Gizmo Williams would be a great politician. He is a great talker, and he is inspiring given what he overcame to make a great life for himself and his family. And I would agree with that.
Well, yes, a lot of energy. Awesome. I mean, the Giz is a legend. We've had him on the show a couple times. He's always fun. But yeah, his backstory and the personal tragedy that he and his family have survived is quite significant. So, yeah, well said.
And we got a few others that are saying George LaRocque, but still the clubhouse leader is Halsey.
Still Halsey
right
in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. George LaRocque would be second right now. So
okay, interesting. Well, thanks for having fun with that, everybody. We appreciate it. So our election coverage starts right at 8 o'clock. I think I might have said earlier after the 8 o'clock news, there is no news at 8 o'clock. We're just going right into the election coverage.
Going right into it.
So I stand corrected, even though I'm sitting down right now. So there we go. We'll have everything for you here on 630 CHED, Global Television, and Global News Radio 880. Okay, so let's meet another athlete who went into politics. This guy has been an MLA in Saskatchewan for almost 12 years, and you're going to know the name because he played a long time in the Canadian Football League. Gene Makowski checking in tonight. Gene, welcome back to Inside Sports. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm over here in Regina, Saskatchewan. It's another beautiful day, so thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you hopping on the show. Of course, the Alberta provincial election is today, and when my show is done, we're going to transfer to full election coverage, so we'll see how the results turn out. I'm going to start with you with this question. When you hear the words election day, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, and it's an exciting time, I know, for all the hard work you've done for months and months to prepare individually as a team as well. And so I guess in the political world as opposed to the sports world, in football you get direction or you get results all the time, whether it's a win or a loss or a coach is on you for whatever reason. But the direct feedback only comes every 4 years or so in the political game. So it's like I said, a lot of work, and it's always an exciting day, a little bit of nervousness as well to see what, because you don't know what your future is going to hold. But I guess excitement and a little bit of trepidation when you say those words.
Yeah. So how would you say, and what you've gone through, is it three elections now or two?
Yeah, three.
You've gone through three.
Fortunate, three times, you bet.
So how do you spend an election day? What can you do?
Well, you, like I said, you've done a lot of work prior to that, and you're working right until the polls close. You're trying to get people out to vote for you in essence. So that's what I imagine some of the candidates in Alberta are doing today.
Okay, so take me back, because and we were just talking a little bit before you came on air, you were playing leading up to the first time you were elected. What was that like?
Yeah, 2011, the election was in the late fall, and unfortunately the team didn't do well that year. I was thinking that was probably going to be my last year, and I was looking for something to maybe come along, and I decided during that year that I was going to give this a shot in the fall, and it worked out. I was fortunate to win that one, and doing some campaigning during the season all summer when I was able to, of course. But it picked up steam during the writ. So it's a while ago now, so I'm struggling to try to remember the exact details. Those times are always very busy.
That must have been a lot to balance, though. Like you just used the word busy. That must have been a lot to balance, full time pro football, being a candidate for the first time.
Well, yeah, that's right. I began before the training camp even started, and football was my first concern. It was my way to make a living. But you know, there's chances on off weeks or evenings. Sometimes you can still do what you got to do on the political side. So I managed to be able to do both, but it was a challenge in time management and all those things that are required of politicians, but also football players.
Gene Mikowski joining us on Inside Sports, one of the all-time greats in the CFL, played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and as he's telling you, he's been an MLA in Saskatchewan since 2011. So I want to ask you a question about that people would have, well, I mean, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people since you played for the Riders would have known who you are. So when you start campaigning, was that name recognition an advantage, or was there any of the, like, look, dude, you're a football player. Like, I don't trust you to run. Like, you know what I mean? The stay in your lane type argument.
yeah. Good question. I think there's a bit of both. I'm not going to, I hope I earn my position on merits. And of course the party as well that I was running for and the leader and all those things go into who you might vote for. I don't think it hurt in terms of being a Rough Rider, and we know how important football is here in Saskatchewan, and so I wouldn't discount that. But I think it was not only that as well. And in terms of people maybe thinking it's sort of a a stunt or a one-off. Yeah, I guess maybe there was some of that, but you know, I work very hard. I take things like my profession seriously, obviously, and hopefully that shines through that talk. But you know, fair enough. People have their opinions, but again, I try and work as hard as I can and earn their trust and earn their the folks I privileged to represent their I guess at the end of the day their vote, but also their respect.
Yeah, interesting to hear how you answered that for sure. So here's another one for you. What parallels are there between playing pro football and being a provincial politician, if any?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's that team aspect of it. There's, of course, individual constituencies that you represent your area of the province, but there certainly is a team aspect of it. Then it's your fellow MLAs that you work with that form a team, and the people around you, all the staff. In the legislative building, for example, in our constituency offices, that's part of a team, and so we all got to work together to have some success and do well. And that's similar to the sports world. The competition we talked earlier about election day. There's sort of that feeling of competition and things you can control each day and each time you head out to knock on doors, for example. Those are things you control, your effort and your preparation. And so I think those are some similarities too. And I think you have to be in both professions or both areas. You have to be resilient. Sometimes they're tough jobs at times, and they can be tough on your families, and you have to you know, be able to handle the ups and downs of each of those two professions. There can be some spotlight on it, certainly on the football side, and you know, you just got to deal with those things and roll with it, and again, at the end of the day, try and do your best.
Yeah. Gene, I want to ask you a question just about the nature of politics. And I know sometimes as a voter, I get a little frustrated. I hear a lot of one side attacking the other. And I mean, in Alberta, we're kind of got two main parties here. It goes both ways, other parties, and nationally, there might be more parties or candidates in a riding. I get a little frustrated sometimes. Some of it seems pretty nasty. And I feel like I'm hearing more of a party telling me what the other side doesn't do as opposed to what they're telling me they're going to do. That's just me personally. How do you find the nature of politics? Like, can it be a nasty landscape? And is that frustrating to you at all sometimes?
Well, I suppose at times. I guess the way I'd answer that, I know we have students that come to the legislature, high school kids a lot, that witness the ongoings of the House, and we tend to do sometimes what they're not allowed to do in their classrooms, talk to each other across the way and have some good heckles and the rest of it. But I think people are passionate about what they see as the vision for their province or their country or their city or what have you. So there's a lot of passionate people that care a lot, and there's different points of view, of course, and sometimes they do bleed in the personal, you know, and that varies widely across all jurisdictions. But people care, and they want to do their best for their area and for their province, and so that's what I chalk it up to. And you know, you try. I personally try and stay away from the personal side, and you know, I hope that you know, everybody's doing their best out there. It's a very difficult job at times, and you know, you attack the or not, maybe that's not the right word, but you want to contrast yourself with the other side, for example, but you don't want it to bleed over to the personal side. At least that's what I say.
Yeah. Okay. And my last one: have you missed a Rider game since you retired?
Oh gosh, not too many. I probably have based on schedule or such, but I do my best to try and make it to all the games. So our family still has season tickets, so we do our best to make as many games as we can and cheer on the green and white. There's no Nothing quite like it. It's a great experience. So,
right on. Well, Gene, thanks for hopping on Inside Sports and telling us about your journey from sports into politics, and obviously very successful in both fields. Thank you so much. I hope we could talk again down the road.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Gene Mikowski checking in. What a story. I mean, an outstanding career. He's in the CFL. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. 17 years in the CFL. Just turned 50 a little over a month ago, and he is now the MLA for Regina Gardner Park. Good to talk to him. So there we go. We have found a way to do it. Tie into the election with Inside Sports tonight. That was actually two really good interviews. Pete Diakowski was on earlier. He ran in Hamilton in the 2019 federal election. It is 7:49. It is 4-0 for Vegas after two periods. Marchessault with the only goal of the second period. Carrier, Carlson, and Kolesar in the first. So Vegas 20 minutes away from moving on to the Stanley Cup final. It's Inside Sports on Chet.
For all the news and expert opinion, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 Chad.
Oh, I love a little leopard on a Monday night and Tuesday and Wednesday and on. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Our election coverage starts in 7.5 minutes. You have that long to go and vote. Hopefully you've done it by now if you're interested in voting. But we will have you covered as late as we need to go tonight on 630 Ched on Global Television and on Global News Radio 880. Kellen Kennedy down the hallway. Kellen, how are you doing?
Doing great, Reed. How about you?
Are you working until the election coverage is
I'm
over?
I'm here till the bitter end tonight.
So if they go till 2 a.m., you're here?
Yes.
Okay. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. You actually didn't sound excited at all, to be honest.
Because I got the information already flowing in here, Reed, so
I'm sorry you're distracted. are they trying to, what are you doing? Are you trying to set up some connection or something?
No, just reading, that's all.
You could have read stuff before Inside Sports.
Well, it's kind of before the broadcast, too. It's last-minute information. So.
Kellen, you have any quiet time at work? Would you like to read? Yeah, 6 to 8 p.m.
Exactly.
There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Okay.
I just let Reed do his own thing. And
well, that is kind of true. Most people just let me do my own thing, which is good. Okay, we were talking about the Elks earlier. The running backs looking very good. Kevin Brown and Shannon Brooks, head coach Chris Jones, with some thoughts on those two gentlemen.
You got to have a guy that you know is going to be there from week to week, but then you got to have a closeout guy. It's just like baseball. You got to have your starter, and then you got to have a guy that comes in when that guy's a little bit tired in the fourth, that's got fresh legs, that is dying to get in there and touch the ball, and that can secure the football and get you the extra yard. And I think so. It's a pretty good combination between those two.
Yeah, they've looked very good so far. We saw Kevin Brown both the second half of last season. Shannon Brooks, new to the team, but both looking very, very good. First play from scrimmage, first Elks play from scrimmage on Saturday. I mean, he reeled off a 33-yard run. Brown only had 4 carries, but he had 55 yards. Brooks, 13 carries for 72 yards. The Elks did move the ball for the most part. They just didn't score enough. And Jones talked about the issues they had in the red zone.
It's 900 things, not one thing. It's not the quarterback. So that'll be the first thing everybody wants to ask, not the quarterback. We played 4 of them. So, you know, taking a penalty or having a drop or can't line up, we have to rush the play. I mean, there's a culmination of things that we've got to do to clean up when we get down the red zone. We become more efficient.
Got to get sharper. Can't shoot yourself in the foot. And I think that was a problem for the Elks in some games last year. I mean, let's face it, in some games they were just simply outclassed. But in some of their closer games where they could have won, mistakes or two or three along the way were what did them in. And Jones says, yeah, we got to shore up some details in their game this week.
we run up and down the field between the 20s and we get down there in the red zone and we kick field goals, we've got to learn that, you know, there's a chance to score touchdowns in the red zone, and that's something that's kind of plagued us for a while. And we've got to get down there because, like I say, I mean, we had 460 yards of offense, I think it was, and controlled time of possession, but we end up, you know, losing the football game over two big plays on defense and the inability to score in the red zone. So we've got to do those two things, and that's before you even mention the penalties on special teams. You know, we've got to be able to reduce the amount of penalties that we take. We lost the penalty battle 6-10, and so we've got to do a better job being disciplined.
All right. So, yeah, one of the storylines for the Elks as they get ready for their regular season opener. It's also the home opener June 11th against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It'll be on 6:30 Chet. Memorial Cup, first period is done. Quebec leading Seattle 1-0. In the NBA, Boston chipping away now 66-58 for the Heat. In Game 7 of the East Finals, 4:49 left in the third, and the hockey game still in the second intermission, Vegas 4, Dallas nothing. Thanks to Dave Campbell, he's the producer of Inside Sports, Kellen Kennedy, your studio producer this evening. My name's Reed. The election coverage starts in 3 minutes. Enjoy it. Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.